so ready to stretch out your hand, to give us a helping hand whenever we need a helping hand. And Lord, this morning I thank you that you love us so much that you've sent your Son Jesus to die for us so that we can have life in abundance. And Lord, it's so awesome to just be in your presence, to just be who you created us to be. Here vanoggend hoef ons nie iets voor te gee nie. Ons hoef nie iemand te wees wie ons nie is nie. Want Here, U ken ons. Lord, you know everything about us. You know everything that's going on in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds. And Lord, therefore this morning, we are just in your presence as you created us. And thank you, Lord, that we have the privilege and the honor to just be. To just be. To just be. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory. Because there's no one like you. Can someone in this place give God some praise? Amen! Thank you, band. You may take your seats. It is so good to be in the house of God. Welcome to Christ, Jen. If this is your first time here today, welcome home. I'm so glad you are here. Jy kan nie vanoggend op 'n beter plek wees nie, because God's got something for you. Hy is lief vir jou en hy wil net die beste vir jou gee. So dis lekker om jou vandag hier te hê. Dis Desember en Desember beteken mos Kersfees, né? Laas week toe sê ek vir julle, as dit die 1 Desember is, dan beteken dit vir my dis Kersfees. Want Desember is Kersfees, Desember is 'n lekker tyd. Dis net awesome en it's an honor for me this morning to just bring the word of God to you. Pastor Freddy, ek honor vir pastoor en tannie Mandy vanoggend as leiers van die gemeente en vir 30 jaar het pastoor hulle geïnvest in hierdie gemeente en daar gaan nog 30 jaar wees en maar dankie vir alles wat pastoor hulle insit in hierdie gemeente en ons waardeer pastoor hulle as leiers van die gemeente. My tema vanoggend is keep going. Keep going. En ons is in Desember, daar's 3 weke oor van die jaar en wie van julle is vanoggend hier en jy voel die jaar kan nou maar eintlik eindig. Hier gaan 'n paar hande op, né? 'n Mens voel moeg, 'n mens voel jog, maar moet daar nog 3 weke oor wees. En miskien is jy vanoggend hier en jy moet miskien nog werk. Jy het miskien nog 'n week oor van werk, miskien nog 2 weke oor van werk voor jy met verlof gaan en jy voel vanoggend maar jy's moeg. Jy's uitgeput, jy wil nie meer nie, jy kan nie meer nie, jy het net nie meer die krag en energie om aan te gaan nie. Vanoggend, today I want to encourage you to keep going. Want daar wag 'n reward vir jou. There's a reward, there's a God that rewards when we keep going. Miskien is jy vanoggend hier en jy kry dalk nie eens verlof in Desember nie. Miskien werk jy reg deur, miskien het jy net Kersfees af of Nuwejaar af. En jy moet reg deur werk en jy sien hoe almal planne maak vir vakansie en al daai tipe goeders en jy voel mismoedig want jy moet werk. Baie van ons sit hier vandag. Vanoggend today I want to encourage you to keep going. Moenie voel jy moet ophou nie, moenie voel jy gaan dit nie maak nie because God is on your side. He's with you, he's for you and he's not against you. So keep going. Miskien is jy hier vandag en jy is klaar met verlof. Jy hou vakansie. Vir jou wil ek sê, geniet dit. Keep going. Enjoy your holiday to the fullest. Maak nie saak waar jy vanoggend in jou journey is nie. Maak nie saak wat vir jou voorlê vir die volgende 3 weke, die res van 2019 nie. Keep going. Keep going strong. Weet jy wat? 2019 was dalk vir jou 'n moeilike jaar. Dit was dalk 'n harde jaar. Maar daar is nog 3 weke oor. So dit is nog nie verby nie. So 2019, the next 3 weeks, can be your best weeks of 2019. Why? Because God is for you. God is with you. En hy wil net nie hê ons moet gaan lê nie. Want so baie keer voel ons, joh, ek is moeg. Ek kan nie meer nie. En dan gaan sit ons. En dan gaan lê ons. En ons gee op. But God want to tell you this morning, keep going. Because I'm with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. just keep going. En hierdie prentjie van hierdie ketting, dit laat my dink in die gears, die ratte. It makes me think of my young days on the farm as a kind. Ons het baie fietsry en ek en my ouer broer en dan ons twee neefs, ons het elke dag het ons fietsry daar teen die bulte op en bulte af en ons het reesies gejaag teen mekaar en partykeer was daar 'n paar beserings opgedoen van fietse wat 'n klip slaan en dan tuimel daai fiets oor en dan sit velle wat af is en dan moet mama net pleisters plak en maar dit was so lekker. Maar daar was tye gewees waar ons so jaag. En dan is het exciting, die wind kom hier deur jou hare, dis lekker. En ek is miskien voor en ek dink ek gaan wen. En ek het momentum en alles is net vir my. En dan val hy ketting af van hy fiets. En net so, just like that, I lose momentum. En dan sluit die mens dadelijk af en ek moet stop, ek moet weer die ketting opsit en ek moet weer van vooraf momentum opbou. You know what, a lot of times in our lives, it feels like that chain fell off. Ons gaan so vinnig, ons hart loop so vinnig. Daar is so baie dinge wat aangaan in ons lewe, in ons werk, in ons families, omstandighede om ons. And we keep going. And then that chain falls off. And it feels like we lose momentum. Dan voel het vir ons asof die hele wêreld gaan stilstaan. Want terwyl my ketting afval, sien ek hoe kom al die ander verby my. En ek sien wie gaan wen, ek sien hulle gaan voor my uit. En dan maak het my negatief, it makes me feel so negative. Because I want to be there. Ek wil daar wees waar hulle is, ek wil eerste wees. But you know what? We are not on the same journey. Not one of us in this place are on exactly the same journey. And it doesn't matter where in life your chain fell off, of waar die ketting mag afval in die volgende week of twee, of in die volgende jaar of twee. Don't compare yourself to others. Moenie kyk na ander mense se journeys en waar hulle miskien verby jou kom en jy voel asof mense voor jou uitgaan nie. No, God is with you. God is with you and He will help you to put that chain back on so dat jy weer kan begin trap en weer momentum kan begin opbou. Because God wants each one of us to be on the journey with Him that He has created for us. En as daar dinge gebeur wat daai ketting laat afval, just keep going. Moenie stop en dink, nee, ek is nou weer lus om hierdie ketting op te sit nie, ek gaan nou maar net hier sit en huil en myself jammer kry. Because a lot of times that happens. We feel sorry for ourselves and dan gaan sit ons in 'n hoopie, but we don't go forward. We don't go forward, maar as ons net besluit om weer op te staan en daai ketting op te sit en te begin trap, dan gaan ons weer vorentoe begin beweeg. And that is what God wants. He wants you and me to keep going, to never stop, to always keep going. Paulus sê in 2 Timoteus 2 vers 15, work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive His approval. Remember, we're not here to impress people. We are not here to get the approval of people. Ja, partykeer in jou werk moet jy jou baas se goedkeuring hê. Ja, that's all fine. But most important, we are working, we are on this earth for God. And we are whatever we are doing to get His approval. So dis hoekom Paulus, hy praat hier met Timoteus, hy sê, "Work hard." Moenie lui wees nie. Werk hard as jy iets doen. Gaan voluit daarvoor. Keep going. Al misluk jy, probeer weer. Keep going. Work hard so that you can present yourself to God and receive His approval. Be a good worker, one that does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth. Nou Paulus, hy praat met Timoteus en hy praat spesifiek oor Timoteus wat die evangelie verkondig. En miskien is jy vanoggend hier en jy sê maar ek verkondig nie die evangelie nie, ek preek nie, ek gaan doen maar net my werk. But this scripture is also for you. Because whatever we do, we must do as if we do it for the Lord. En soos wat Paulus vir Timoteus hier bemoedig en sê, just be a good worker. Work hard so that we can have God's approval. So wanneer jy werk, wanneer jy miskien in jou besigheid, in jou werk, wanneer daar uitdagings is, waarvoor jy miskien nie lus nie, come on, hierdie tyd van die jaar, wie is nou lus om nuwe projekte aan te pak en Nee, mens wil nou net gaan relax en mens wil rustig raak en miskien is op jou tafel, maybe there's a new challenge on your table. I want to encourage you today, be a hard worker. Work hard, be a good worker. Vat die projek aan met alles wat in jou is. Why? Because we do it for the Lord. We do it because we want God's approval. And God really, He approves. If we work hard, He approves of that. He loves that. He loves a hard-working person. So vanoggend, net soos wat Paulus vir Timoteus ge-encourage het, wil ek jou encourage. Work hard so that you can present yourself and receive God's approval. Hy sê ook in Kolossense 3 vers 17, sê Paulus, and whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. So Paulus sê hierso, maak nie saak wat jy doen of sê nie. Enige iets wat jy doen of sê, anything that we say or do, we must do it as a representative of the Lord. That means that when I do something or I say something, I must bear in mind that I'm doing that as a representative of the Lord. So when I'm in a work situation, in a family situation, or and there's a challenge on my table where I don't feel like it now, soos wat ons baie van ons nou voel, né? Ons voel nie nou lus vir enige iets nie. Ons wil nou net rus. When that is on our table, and you feel like you want to just stop with everything now, think of yourself as a representative of the Lord. You know, when we do something for the Lord, it's easier to do it in a lekker manier, né? As daar iets is wat jy moet doen wat nie lekker is nie, die beste manier om het lekker te maak is to realize and to decide that I'm not doing this for a person, but I'm doing it for the Lord. Want dan is daar net iets wat oor jou kom, wat jy net besef, maar I'm doing it for my King. Although, al doen ek het direct vir my baas, dis direct, eindelijk wat, ek doen het eindelijk direct vir God. Because I'm a representative of God. So this morning, I want to encourage you. If you feel like you are tired, if you feel like you are worn out, if you feel like this past year, 2019 has just been so hard, so difficult, and you don't feel like anything anymore, there's 3 weeks left that you can be a representative of God for 2019. Moenie nou ophou nie, because the best can still happen in this next 3 weeks. Moenie ophou nie. 1 Corinthians 15 vers 58 sê Paulus, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Dit beteken, wees sterk en moenie dat iemand jou beweeg nie. Wanneer iemand vir jou sê, doen dit, doen die, don't let someone move you. You stick to what you need to do and you go for it. You keep doing that. Moenie gaan lê nie, moenie begin rustig raak nie. Do it. You keep on going because there's a reward that comes from God. And immovable, always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Nothing we do for the Lord is ever useless. I don't know how you feel. Maybe there's sometimes in your life where you feel useless, where you keep on doing something, and maybe it's not even part of your job, but people expect it from you to do it. Your boss expects it from you. Your clients expect some things of you that you don't maybe want to do. Do it as if you do it for the Lord. Be immovable, be strong, and do it enthusiastically, because nothing that we do for the Lord is useless. So whenever there's something in your life that you feel that, this is deel van my job description, nie? Ek wil dit doen nie. Think of it as if you're doing it for the Lord. Do it for the Lord and not for people. And then it won't be useless. Wanneer ons iets vir mense doen, dan kan het al useless wees. Mense kan goed op jou sit wat useless is. I know. People can put some stuff on you that is useless. But if you change your attitude about it, and if we decide to do it for the Lord and not for the people, then it's not useless anymore. So I want to encourage you, when you feel like you're doing some stuff that is useless, Change your attitude about that. Change the way you think about it. Decide, I'm going to do it for the Lord. I'm not going to do it for people. I'm not going to do it even for myself. But I'm going to do it for the Lord, because then it won't be useless. Isaiah 40 verse 30. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. Wie kan vanoggend saam met my stem dat jy is moeg? Ek is ook moeg. Ek is moeg. Dis baie koppe wat knik. People that say I'm tired. This year has just been too long. So many stuff that I needed to handle. You're exhausted. This morning I want to tell you it's okay. Because the Bible says, Isaiah said, even the young people will get tired. They will get exhausted. So vanoggend, as jy moeg voel, dis alright. Jy mag. Jou liggaam is nie gemaak om, ons het nie 'n pak Duracell batterye wat ons kan inplak en sê, right, nou kan ek weer go nie. Nee. It's alright as jy moeg is. But it doesn't have to stay there. You don't have to stay tired. You don't have to stay exhausted. Want hierdie skrifie gaan verder. Hy stop nie daar nie. Jesaja sê verder. Hy sê, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Is hier iemand vanoggend wat nuwe krag nodig het? I need some new strength this morning. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Ek weet nie van jou nie, maar vanoggend, I need that kind of strength. I need that kind of strength where I will walk and I won't faint, where I will run and I will not grow weary, where I will soar like an eagle. Weet julle wat, die arend, wanneer hy vlieg nie eintlik nie, hy sweef. Die arend sweef, en net so nou en dan gee hy so 'n flap, en dan, woes, dan gaan hy weer. En die flap, hou hom vir so lank, hy sweef net. And God wants you and me to soar like an eagle. En vanoggend sit jy miskien hier en jy's paptyres. Jy voel asof jy niks meer het om te gee nie. You feel like you're running on empty. My bussie, as hy petrolliggie aangaan, dan weet ek hy kan nog so 80 kilos doen. Maar na 80 kilos, dan moet ek nie meer ry nie. Dan moet hy volgemaak word. Maar wanneer daai liggie brand, dan wil ek nie. As iemand van my vrou, hoorie, ry gou soontoe, dan denk ek, nee, hoe, jyne, petrol, diesel, daar is nie baie, nie, ek kan net soveel ry. You know what? A lot of us, we are on reserves now. Ons ry op empty, die liggie brand. And when we drive on empty, we can't really give something out. Because we're using everything that we've got, we're holding on for ourselves. Want ons het alles nodig, just to survive. We need everything we have, all the strength we have. We need it just to survive. But that's not the way God wants it. God wants us to soar like an eagle. He wants to fill you up with new strength. He wants to fill you up with new power. He wants to fill you up with new boldness and courage so that you can soar, so that your tank will be full, so that you can give out everywhere that you go. He wants you to soar. And this morning, you are tired. You are worn out. And God says, come to me. Jesus says, come to me. Just as you are. If you are tired, if you are worn out, come to me. I will give you rest. I will give you what you need. I will fill you up so that you can carry on. Not just survive, but so that you can soar. Another translation says, those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Those who wait upon the Lord. And now the question comes and we say, how must I wait upon the Lord? How must I do that? And there's a practical example in the Word of God in Luke 10. The story of Mary and Martha. Martha and Maria. Jesus het by hulle huis gaan besoek aflê en hulle is twee susters en Maria was baie opgewonde. Sy dadelik toe Jesus inkom, toe gaan sit sy by Jesus. Want sy wil net hoor wat hy sê, sy wil net by hom wees. She just wanted to wait upon him. En ek dink, Maria was dalk moe gewees. Maria was dalk uitgeput. En sy het dalk net nodig gehad om bietjie tyd saam met Jesus te spandeer so that she could renew her strength. Lukas 10 vers 39. Now while they were on their way, Jesus entered a village called Bethany, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to his teaching. How was she waiting on the Lord? She was continually listening to his teaching. Nou, in vandagse taal, hoe sal een mens nou dit sê? Sy was die heel tyd besig om God se woord in te neem. She continually read the word. She continually allowed the Holy Spirit to make the word alive inside of her. Because this is how we listen to God today. Ja, God praat op verskillende maniere. But een van die maklikste maniere om God se stem te hoor is to read his word. Because it's his word. It's God speaking to us, directly to us. And Mary was continually listening to his teaching. So that is where Mary went and sat down. En dan gaan die story aan. But Martha, dis nou die ander sister, was very busy and distracted with all of her serving responsibilities. A lot of times in our lives, there's so many things that keeps us busy. So many things that distracts us from what is really important. En Martha was in hierdie posisie waar sy was so besig om alles reg te kry vir Jesus. It was for a good cause. Okay, sy het vir die Here gewerk, sy het die kos reg gekry, sy het die huis skoon gemaak, sy het al daai goed gedoen vir Jesus. But he distracted her from the main focus that was supposed to be in her life. It kept her busy, it distracted her, that serving responsibilities. And she approached him and said, Lord, is it of no concern to you that my sister has left me to do the serving alone? Tell her to help me and do her part. Baie keer in ons lewe, dan voel ons, hoekom moet ek alles alleen doen? Hoekom kan mense my nie help nie? En ons kla by die Here. Ons sê, Here, hoekom moet ek al hierdie goed doen? Hoekom moet ek dit doen? Dis nie eens my verantwoordelikheid nie. Hoekom verwag mense ek moet dit doen? Why must I do this? En die ander mense doen niks. Dis realiteite in ons lewe. We live in a world where people around you might do nothing. And you must do all the work. And they might even get the credit. It's hard. En dit is iets wat hier gebeur het. Hier het sy gevoel, Martha het gevoel, Lord, why must I do the work and she get to spend the time with you? Why? Can't you tell her to come and help me? That's how she felt. Maybe you feel like that this morning. Maybe you feel like you are so worn out and distracted and because of all the things going on in your life. Look at what Jesus replied to her in verse 41. But the Lord replied to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, that which is to her advantage, which will not be taken away from her. Jesus antwoord haar en sê, Martha, jy is angstig oor so baie goed. You've got a troubled heart. Ons het nou gesing, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled. En die probleem was nie dat Martha alles reg gekry het nie. Die probleem was nie die kos maak nie. The problem wasn't the cleaning of the house for Jesus. But there was a heart issue. There was troubles in her heart that needed to be sorted out. What was wrong? She was tired. She was worn out. Exactly the same as her sister. But in a worn out situation, she kept going, but she kept going in the wrong way. And she kept on trying to get stuff ready. Where Jesus said, your sister Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. And it's even to her advantage. This morning, God wants us to wait on Him. In ons lewe waar ons miskien voel, ons het nie meer krag nie. I can't carry on. I don't know how. And there's some stuff in our hearts that needs to be at peace. That needs to be at rest. Vanoggend, my pa en my ma was hier vir die 8 uur diens en na die diens toe sê my pa, baie jare terug het iemand vir hom gesê, want my pa was ook baie woelig en baie aan die gang. En iemand het vir hom gesê, raak net rustig, want die Here wil jou seën. And you know what? Because when we are so busy with things, die dinge van die Here, dinge by die werk, dinge by die huis, dis familie, dis omstandighede, ons is so besig. Where God says, just come to me. I want to help you. I want to give you rest. I want to bless you. But you need to come to me first. Net soos wat Maria, sy het eerste gekies om na Jesus toe te gaan. Waar Martha het eers gekies om eers besig te bly. And Mary chose the better part, to go to Jesus first. Want weet jy wat? Daai goed moet nog steeds gedoen word. Daar moet nog steeds kos gemaak word. Die huis moet nog steeds skoon gemaak word. Dit kan nie net gelos word nie. But you know what? We will do it with so much joy. And we will have so much strength to do that other stuff when we first go to Jesus. When we first wait on Him. When we first decide that, Lord, I need you in my life. I can't carry on like this. Because God wants you to go on. He wants you to keep going. But first, He wants you to have strength. He wants to renew your strength first, so that you can end well. And who of you wants to end 2019 well? Jy wil dit nie op 'n laagte punt afsluit nie. No, we want to end well. That is why we need to keep going. But we must do it God's way. We must renew, we must allow Him to renew our strength first, so that we can finish well. Isaiah 55 verse 3. He says, come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. Who of you needs a little bit of life? I need some life. Hierdie tyd van die jaar het ons almal 'n bietjie ekstra lewe nodig. God says, come to me. But don't just come to me. Come to me with your ears wide open, so that you can hear. So that you can hear when I speak. Rian en Elaine, ek sien julle nou toevallig. Is julle laaste diens hier vandag. Julle gaan terug Pretoria toe. Het was awesome om julle deel te gehad het van Christ Gen. En julle sal altyd deel wees van ons. Julle gesin het gegroei hierso. Is awesome om julle te kon leer ken. Ons bid vir julle en mag julle paaie net geseend wees. Because God is with you. And always remember to keep going. Because God is with you. And always, vir ons allemaal hier, when we go to God, when we go to Jesus, when we spend time with Him, let's go with our ears wide open. Because when we can hear, listen, and you will find life. I don't know about you this morning, but I can do with some extra life. And God's promise in John 10 verse 10 is that I've come so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Let's close our eyes. Father, thank you for life. Lord, you are the life giver. You are the one that gives life. Here, as ek kyk na 'n klein babietjie, daar is geen manier wat daai babietjie net kan begin asemhaal nie. It's only by your life, Lord, you that breathe life into every person, Lord. And Lord, spiritually, we need some life this morning. We are in need of some new strength. We are in need of some courage, some boldness to finish 2019 in a strong way, in a good way, and not to go and lay down and say, I can't do it anymore. And Lord, I pray that each one that says this morning, I need that life. I feel so tired. I feel so worn out. And God sees every tear that's flowing now. He sees that. And that's a sign of tiredness, a sign of worn out. But Holy Spirit, thank you that you are here this morning to wipe away every tear. And you are here to make us whole. Here, daar waar daai moegheid gekom het en ons seer gemaak het. Daar waar mense ons dalk so seer gemaak het in 2019. And it made us and felt exhausted. Lord, thank you that you will come with your joy. And you will bring us new joy. Here, elke traan, it sal omgedraai word in gladness, into joy. Because that is what happens when you renew our strength. And Lord, I pray that each one in this place, Lord, that we will decide today that we will put our priorities first, the right ones first. And Lord, that we will put you first. Here, dat ons nooit een kant toe sal skuif. That we are so busy and distracted by everything around us that we don't make time for you. But Lord, I pray that as we sit here this morning, in your presence, in your love and your grace, that you will renew our strength. And Lord, that it won't stay just a Sunday thing. Maar Here, dat ons daar waar ons by ons huise is, by ons werk is, wanneer ons 'n kans het, dat ons die woord sal vat. And Lord, that we will build our faith on your promises. That we will know that I can keep going because of you who's greater than the one in the world. Lord, you are in us. And therefore, we can keep going. If you are here this morning and you haven't committed your life to Jesus, you say, I need Jesus. I need this grace that you are talking about. I need this love that you are talking about. And if you wanna have a relationship with Jesus this morning, then I invite you to pray this prayer after me. It's a simple prayer, but it's a prayer that will change your life forever. Say, Father God, I come to you this morning just as I am. Lord, come and make me new. Come and wash me clean. Lord, I give my life to you. Holy Spirit, come and live inside of me. Come and fill me with new strength and new power so that I can live for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we give God some praise for those that prayed that prayer this morning?